A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. A crowd of thousands had gathered, so dense that they were treading on one another. Jesus began to speak first to his disciples. Be on guard against the yeast of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. There is nothing concealed that will not be revealed, nothing hidden that will not be made known. Everything you have said in the dark will be heard in the daylight. What you have whispered in locked rooms will be proclaimed from the rooftops. I say to you who are my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body and can do no more. I will show you whom you ought to fear. Fear him who has power to cast into Gehenna after he has killed. Yes, I tell you, fear him. Are not five sparrows sold for a few pennies? Yet not one of them is neglected by God. In very truth, even the hairs of your head are counted. Fear nothing, then. You are worth more than a flock of sparrows. The Gospel of the Lord. Our family enjoys going to the movies, but sometimes it's a little hard to decide on a movie we all want to see together. My daughter loves comedies and animation. I'm a die-hard action flick fan and lover of historical romance, while my husband likes science fiction and political drama. We usually settle on comedies, action flicks, or science fiction. Go, Star Trek. But there is one genre that my daughter and I will not attend, and my husband has to go by himself, the genre of horror. I don't like to be scared. Fear can be paralyzing. Why would I want to go to an entertainment venue to be paralyzed? I have experienced paralyzing fear because I have a fear of heights. And when I was younger, some friends talked me into riding a Ferris wheel. The whole time my palms were sweating. I tried to relax, but it just didn't happen. I even tried it a couple other times, but the Ferris wheel riding never got better. So I finally decided if it wasn't fun, why keep torturing myself? In today's gospel, Jesus talks about letting go of our fears. He tells us not to be like the Pharisees who trade on fear, who want God's people to be afraid of what will happen to them when they don't follow God's law. Instead, he says, to base our lives on the freedom of the sparrows. They do not worry about physical fears. They bask in God's love. They instinctively know that the Father cares for them. Jesus tells us we should be more concerned if we let fear separate us from the Father's eternal love. Fear is paralyzing. Trust is freeing. It's not easy to let go of our worries and trust that God will take care of us. I probably will not ride a Ferris wheel again, but I could try to let go of fears of financial ruin or even the afterlife, knowing that God is all-present and all-loving, that he has sent his only Son to us to show us how to be fully human, to allow ourselves to reach our potential, for we are made in his image. Becoming fully human to bring out that beauty in us that God has formed. Each one of us has their own fears to face. For some it might be putting food on the table, or how to handle stress at work, or in relationships with family and friends. But whatever our fears, God has promised us eternal life and the freedom to overcome our fears and trust in his love and mercy, so that we will never be parted from him. I may not be able to overcome my physical fear of heights, but somehow I think God is more worried about my fears that keep me from loving with my whole heart and my whole soul. And those fears he has given me the power to overcome by the sacrifice of his only Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.